105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.
Police in Seattle say gunfire at a light rail station has killed one person, wounded two others. Police are searching for suspects. Mark Jameson is with the Seattle Police Department.
We do have reports that one suspect was seen running from the scene. We are currently looking for that individual. So this remains an active and ongoing investigation.
Desperate Housewives actress Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison for paying a bribe to have a proctor correct wrong answers on her daughter's SAT exam. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum says Huffman was the first of 13 parents to be sentenced after pleading guilty in the college admissions bribery scandal.
The judge said that one of the reasons this story caused so much outrage is that the college admissions process is already distorted due to wealth and privilege. It's in that context, the judge said, that Huffman went one step further to put her child ahead of others. The judge piled on, saying the actress knew this was a fraud, that it wasn't an impulsive act, and trying to be a good mother doesn't excuse this.
Drones were used to attack the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia and a major oil field operated by Saudi Aramco early Saturday. Houthi rebels in Yemen are claiming responsibility. A tropical depression near the Bahamas has strengthened into Tropical Storm Umberto. Parts of northwestern Bahamas that were recently pummeled by Dorian are expected to experience a tropical storm force winds and heavy rain. Meteorologist Dirk Van Dam.
The consensus for the models is that it will pull away from the east coast of Florida. So they have actually discontinued the tropical storm watches that were in place last night.
The storm, Tropical Storm Umberto, is now heading for the northwestern Bahamas. I'm Barton Eckert.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
There are some problems with them, but a new survey shows a majority of Californians would be willing to share the road with self-driving cars under one condition.
And that condition is autonomous vehicles have their own lane. 73% of Californians, according to a survey by the group Autonomous Vehicles California, would be in support of a designated lane on the freeway, and most of them then would be more comfortable being on the freeway with self-driving cars. 60% also say they'd like to see first strong regulations and a proven track record. 50% of Californians say they're interested in self-driving cars but not really convinced. And that falls in line with a national survey last year that says 54% of Americans are unsure about the technology. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Government health experts are urging approval of a treatment for children with life-threatening peanut allergies, the daily medication designed to build up tolerance to peanuts and reduce allergic reactions. I'm Barton Eckert.
Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before. But for the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word. Life-changing and devastating because sarcoma is cancer. Sarcoma is a cancer of bone and soft tissue more prevalent in children than in adults. More than 6,000 people lose their lives to sarcoma each year. Treatment options for sarcoma are limited and new therapies are desperately needed. More research and increased awareness is necessary to find a cure for a cancer that you probably didn't even know existed until now. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is determined to help those affected by this forgotten cancer, to bring hope to the children and adults whose lives are forever changed by a word they had never heard before. Please help us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on sarcoma and the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, please go to curesarcoma.org. www.wmal.org.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. In Virginia on southbound 395 at the Pentagon right, merge lanes are partially blocked due to an incident. And also watch for roadwork southbound between Washington Boulevard and Duke Street. They're doing alternating lane closures due to road widening work. In addition, there is still some roadwork going on the Beltway outer loop between Gallows Road and Springfield. They're doing paving work. Expect some delays there. And on the inner loop, they're also doing road work between Springfield and the Little River Turnpike in the right lane.
Sundays on WMAL. Hear everything you need to know. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Wamsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. It's everything you need to know on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Forget uncomfortable dentures, messy adhesives, and multiple trips to a prosthodontist. You can get straight, natural-looking teeth in one day. That's right, dental implants done fast. The highly trained, board-certified surgeons at Nova OMS have the expertise to create a beautiful-looking smile in just one visit. Doctors Namy, Yagmai, and Associates are renowned for their surgical work and are committed to making your dental makeover as pleasant as possible. If you've been wanting a smile that looks and feels good, schedule a consultation with Nova OMS today. Unlike many oral surgeons, they accept most insurance. Plus, they have three convenient locations in Northern Virginia, Burke, Reston, and Alexandria. Call 703-719-4133 or visit NovaOMS.com. Honestly, you'll love your new smile after getting your teeth in one day, including the pampering experience from Nova OMS. Call and learn how you can get dental implants done fast. Act now. You'll be glad you did. 703-719-4133 or visit NovaOMS.com.
We're here with Nate, who loves online dating. True or false, Nate, most people lie on their online dating profiles.
False.
Sorry, more than half of online daters are already in relationships and lie about things like their marital status, income, and appearance. But not you, right, Nate?
Nope, I'm totally honest.
Oh, no, you aren't. Turns out you live with your mom, you drive a scooter, not an SUV, and you're not a hedge fund manager, you're a hedge trimmer. Is your name even Nate?
I gotta go. Bye.
Look, people, you can't spell online without L-I-E. It's Just Lunch is the dating service you can trust. You deserve a love life that's every bit as successful as you are. That's why we deliver guaranteed dates with busy professionals just like you, set up by expert matchmakers who get to know you and care about your success. Get offline. Get on a real date and start making real connections today. Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699 to learn more.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy? Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Well, it sure is the Saturday morning update. Great to have you with us this morning. Jeff Wolf is behind the console this morning. And we have a lot to cover. Obviously, the Congress is back. I'm not sure why I'm laughing when I say that, but the Congress is back. And, of course, Nadler's talking impeachment. We had the Democratic debate this week, and obviously a lot going on in the news. And a story that dominated everything, Felicity Huffman. I don't know why that got, like, nonstop coverage on the cable networks for, like, 3 hours yesterday afternoon. Wow. All that for 14 days in prison and a $30,000 fine, along with 250 hours of community service. Yes, after all this time, that is the sentence for actress Felicity Huffman. that in the nation's college admission scandal. Now, the thing about this, what's significant, is it gives prosecutors a win as they're going to be seeking prison sentences for other parents charged in this case, like Lori Loughlin. Now, Felicity all along has been very, very sort of regrettive of what she did, and she has not contested this. She's been cooperating all along, been apologizing all along, in contrast to Lori Loughlin, another actress that's in a similar boat, but she and her husband have been fighting it and will continue to defend themselves against it, whereas Felicity Huffman cooperated and basically said, yes, I did it, I'm sorry, and I want to, you know, kind of make good on this. So they got a conviction on her. Even though it's just 14 days in prison, it is a big win for the prosecution across the board in this case. And that's an interesting development out of the federal court in Boston on Friday. And that's all we're going to say about that this morning. A more interesting story where you really would like to see some jail time is this one. The New York State Attorney General's Office says it has found new account transfers by members of the Sackler family to the tune of $1 billion. Now, what's the big deal? Well, the Sackler family, if you're not equating it, that's the family that owns Purdue Pharma, and that's the maker of the opioids, and they're the ones that have been in deep water, have been sued by a number of attorney generals around the country. Well, on Friday, the New York Attorney General's office said that it had tracked about $1 billion in wire transfers by the Sackler family, including through Swiss bank accounts. Yeah, people still use Swiss bank accounts. Yes, they do. Suggesting the family tried to shield wealth as it faces a raft of litigation over its role in the opioid crisis. You may have heard earlier in the week, thousands of municipal governments around the country and nearly two dozen states had tentatively reached a settlement with the Sackler family and the company, Purdue Pharma. They are the makers of OxyContin. Now, it is unclear if the new disclosure will change the thinking of any of the parties that agreed to that settlement. So it'd be interesting to see as they follow the money. Another story making news this morning. California Senate was in session late yesterday. Well, a woman came in, dropped what authorities said appeared to be blood on members of the California Senate from her seat in the visitor gallery. The disturbance occurred as lawmakers were wrapping up their work before adjourning for the year. It forced them to evacuate the chamber to continue in a nearby committee hearing room. The woman was identified as Rebecca Dallaglio. She's 43. She's among dozens of protesters who were inside the state capitol opposing a pair of bills signed on Monday by Gavin Newsom, the governor there, to impose new oversight of childhood vaccine exemptions. She's a resident of Boulder Creek near Santa Cruz in California. A phone call to her seeking comment was not returned. Authorities have roped off the Senate chamber with caution tape. CHP and Senate officers began their investigation. CHP, the California Highway Patrol, later saying in a statement that the blood-like substance was contained in a feminine hygiene device that had been held by the woman. She was arrested and booked on 6 charges, including assault, vandalism, and disorderly conduct. Well, that's a look at some of the news that's going on the big side of the stories this morning, and we're going to move into the week on the Hill and the week in Houston with the Democratic debates. We got some fascinating sound coming up for you next on that, but it is 6:14 and a half, and we will go to the WMAL Traffic Center.
You will still find some road work on the Beltway in Virginia causing delays on the outer loop between Gallows Road and the Springfield Interchange with some paving work going on. Inner loop, they're still on the road doing some road work between the Springfield Interchange and the Little River Turnpike. Watch for lane closures there. In the district, be aware of some street closures due to the Fast and Fierce 5K. 12th Street is closed in both directions between Constitution Avenue and E Street. And also 11th Street is closed in each direction between Pennsylvania Avenue and H Street in Northwest. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for today, it looks pretty good. We'll have sunshine this afternoon with a high temperature of 82. partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 84. On Monday, look for sunshine with a high of 89. Cloudy on Tuesday to 81, and sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 79. Outside in Washington right now, it's 67 degrees. We're headed to 82 this afternoon, quarter after 6 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, joy to the world. The Congress is back in session. And on the Democratic side, wow, the impeachment talk continues. And if you missed this, just a couple of highlights of it, because there's one you probably didn't hear from a guy named Guy Ressenthaler. Okay, he's out of Pennsylvania, and he's a Republican. We'll get to him in a minute. But here's Jerry Nadler doing the dance. And what Jerry's doing here, according to Republican Doug Collins, is nothing new, same old story, but Jerry's got to keep up the drumbeat for his base.
We will begin next week an aggressive series of hearings investigating allegations of corruption, obstruction, and abuse of power against the president. The investigation will go well beyond the four corners of the Mueller report.
Some call this process an impeachment inquiry. Some call it an impeachment investigation. There's no legal difference between these terms, and I no longer care to argue about the nomenclature. But let me clear up any remaining doubt. The conduct under investigation poses a threat to our democracy. We have an obligation to respond to this threat, and we are doing so.
A threat to our democracy. So that's how Jerry Nadler sees it, head of the House Judiciary Committee. Well, Guy Ressenthaler is a Republican congressman from Pennsylvania, not exactly a household word, not a guy that you see with a microphone in front of him on CNN or Fox throughout the week. But I think he sums up the Republican take on Jerry Nadler.
Is this just more smoke and mirrors so you can appease the far left while doing absolutely nothing about this issue? Or is this so you can avoid talking about an agenda that includes banning airplanes, throwing Americans off their health insurance plans, eliminating our borders, maybe other parts of the platform like defunding ICE, giving illegal immigrants free health care?
Okay, that's Guy. And then, you know, it can't be a week on the Hill with that Nancy Pelosi. Where is she now on impeachment? Everybody's like, well, where is Nancy Pelosi on impeachment? Well, I'm not sure what you get out of this.
I stand by what we have been doing all along. I support what is happening in the Judiciary Committee because that enables them to do their process of interrogation in their investigation. Impeachment is a very divisive measure, but if we have to go there, we'll have to go there.
Well, there's Nancy Pelosi. So, you know, wherever the facts take us, the facts take us, whatever. Okay, Democratic debate, Houston. High expectations for Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. And how did it come out in your mind? What did you think? Did you watch? A number of people I've asked either didn't watch the whole thing or just didn't watch it at all, which was surprising to me, but why not? I actually watched it. I had to break it up. Segments, you know, DVR it. It would take so much at one time. But I did. And it was interesting. You know, Joe Biden had high moments and low moments, but he was there, fortunately. And some of the back and forth we've got here, just to give you a sense of it, if you didn't watch it or didn't watch the whole thing, you know, there's been this constant back and forth between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders over the war in Iraq. And Bernie Sanders was never in favor of the war, and Biden was in favor of it before he was not in favor of it. And here's that dialogue.
The fact of the matter is that, you know, I should have never voted to give Bush the authority to go in and do what he said he was going to do. The big mistake that was made, which we predicted, was that there was no plan. We should not be engaged. We didn't have the people with us. We didn't have our alliance. We didn't have allies with us, etc.
You talked about the big mistake in Iraq and the surge. The truth is, the big mistake, the huge mistake, and one of the big differences between you and me, I never believed what Cheney and Bush said about Iraq.
All right, so that's a little bit of a sense of where they are on the war in Iraq, which hardly relevant at this point. Now, healthcare is a big question, and there are a lot of questions on the healthcare for everybody plans of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and who's going to pay for it. Well, here's a little back and forth. We'll start it off with Joe Biden.
Look, everybody says we want an option. The option I'm proposing is a Medicare for all, in a Medicare for choice. If you want Medicare, if you lose the job from your insurance company, from your employer, you automatically can buy into this. You don't have, no pre-existing condition can stop you from buying in. You get covered, period. And if you notice, nobody's yet said how much it's going to cost the taxpayer. I hear this, large savings. The president thinks, my friend from Vermont thinks that the employer is going to give you back if you negotiated his union all these years, got a cut in wages because you got insurance. They're going to give back that money to the employee?
Matter of fact, they will.
Well, let me tell you something. For a socialist, you got a lot more confidence in corporate America than I do.
All right. 2 points.
Yep.
You got to defend the fact that today, not only do we have 87 million people uninsured and underinsured, you got to defend the fact that 500,000 Americans are going bankrupt. You know why they're going bankrupt? Because they suffered a terrible disease, cancer or heart disease. Under my legislation, people will not go into financial ruin because they suffered with a diagnosis of cancer. And our program is the only one that does that.
So does that sound like a couple of guys fighting over shuffleboard down in St. Petersburg, like middle of the day on a Tuesday? Anyway, that's Bernie versus Biden. And here was what was really interesting. And this is what got a lot of the attention. And we're going to get to that in just a minute because it's pretty amazing. It's Julian Castro. And he jumped all over Biden. And we're going to get to that next. So stay with us right here on the Saturday Morning Update.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to buy a new home, but you can't until you sell your current one? I'm Eric Stewart of the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I have a solution for you. Annually, my team sells the majority of our listings for top dollar in 10 days or less. And we offer a guaranteed buy program where if you buy a home that we've listed, we guarantee to sell your current home in 120 days or we'll buy it from you. For more information, call us today at 800-900-9104 or visit ericstewartgroup.com.
What's the best way to grow your money? While you're sleeping. It's called your investment income. Need good fiduciary advice? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com.
Norwegian Cruise Line brings you the sea, the sun, and now the sky. Introducing our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Enjoy free airfare to your cruise and start feeling free from the moment you leave home. Amazing destinations are now just a free flight away. Plus cruise with free unlimited open bar and more. Cruise Norwegian Fly Free. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry, Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
So if you've been watching the election so far and the primary process in the Democratic Party, you've seen Julian Castro. And he's sort of come off, as I'm not quite sure how you would say it, but kind of a likable guy. And a lot of people have been kind of, I don't know, positive on Castro. Well, he took that and just flushed it down the toilet in the debate. Now, you heard the dust up there with Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Well, Castro decides to attack Joe Biden and accuses him of saying something that when it was fact-checked and everybody went back and looked at the video, actually, Castro is wrong on this. So he loses points, number one, because he took a personal attack at Joe Biden, and even though he says it wasn't about age, duh, it was about age. And number two, Castro's accusation was false. Castro had it wrong. Here's what he said.
You said they would have to buy in.
Would not have to buy in. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago? I mean, I can't believe that you said 2 minutes ago that they had to buy in, and now you're saying they don't have to buy. You're forgetting that.
I said anyone your grandmother who has no money.
We need a health care system
that automatically
enrolls people regardless of whether they choose to opt in or not. If you lose your job, for instance, his health care plan would not automatically enroll you. You would have to opt in. My health care plan would. That's a big difference. I'm fulfilling the legacy of Barack Obama, and you're not.
I'll be surprised to him.
So Castro there was just flat out wrong. Now, you heard the back and forth, and, it was getting pretty contentious there. It's even better than Bernie and Joe going at it. Well, Pete Buttigieg jumps into the fray.
This is why presidential debates are becoming unwatchable.
This
reminds everybody of what they cannot stand about Washington. Scoring points against each other, poking at each other, and telling each other that you're my plan, your plan. Look, we all
That's called a Democratic primary election. That's called an election. That's an election. You know, this is what we're here for. It's an election.
Yeah, but a house divided cannot stand.
Well, that was Castro again going after Pete Buttigieg that time. And then Amy Klobuchar comes in on the end to try and calm the two juveniles down. So anyway, that was an interesting back and forth, and clearly shows the contention and tension in the Democratic Party right now. So that's Castro. Now, Cory Booker jumps into the fray, but this is in the spin room. So he goes after Biden, and here's Cory Booker.
There's a lot of people who are concerned about Joe Biden's ability to carry the ball all the way across the end line without fumbling. And I think that Castro has some really legitimate concerns. There was a lot of moments where a number of us were looking at us on our stage when he tends to go on sometimes. At one point, he's talking about people in communities like mine listening to record players. But there are definitely moments where you listen to Joe Biden and you just wonder.
So, shots taken there by Cory Booker. Wow. Now, the Washington Post had an interesting assessment of some of the developments in the debate. And among the six takeaways that were written up in the Washington Post, and the reporter on this is James Homan. And as you go through his six takeaways, Beto O'Rourke. Here's what Homan in the Washington Post said about Beto O'Rourke, and we will play you the audio after we tell you what Homan said. James Homan says, the former Texas congressman touted his plan for a mandatory government buyback of assault weapons. Beto O'Rourke's Hail Mary means he'll never be able to run for Senate in Texas again. Here's why.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
As James Homan writes in the Washington Post, Beto O'Rourke's Hail Mary means he'll never be able to run for Senate in Texas again. And one final note, you heard everybody attacking Joe Biden and talking about, we're a little nervous about Joe because he's not real sharp at all times. Here's one that really got some attention for Joe Biden.
There are so many people who are in jail and shouldn't be in jail. The whole means by which this should change is the whole model has to change. We should be talking about rehabilitation. Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime.
Nobody should be in jail for nonviolent crime. So that means Paul Manafort gets a walk. Michael Flynn doesn't have anything to worry about. Felicity Huffman doesn't have anything to worry about. Well, the Biden camp had to try and walk that one back. And you may have heard about Joe Biden talking about how children should be listening to record players. Okay. The anchors on most of the cable networks had no idea what a record player was.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
I've got an action-packed Saturday morning update for you. We'll talk with Jennifer Harper next. Some interesting poll numbers on the election. That's coming up right away. Ken Burns. You familiar with the Ken Burns documentary? Just so many documentaries. Amazing guy. He's got a new one coming out on country music. And one of the guys that was right there with him to produce and create, a guy named Marty Stewart. We're going to talk to him about Ken Burns' latest documentary that premieres on PBS tomorrow night. John Gizzi will join us a little bit later on. And we're going to talk about things on the Hill and things at the White House. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Cheryl Atkinson, and KT McFarland all coming up on the Saturday Morning Update.
Power is a great deal during Ram Power Days. But when that deal is on the all-new Ram 1500, with available features like a 12-inch touchscreen, the largest of any light-duty truck, a bed with sides that double as Ram box storage, a tailgate capable of a 60-40 split, and a legendary Hemi V8 with hybrid technology, well, not only is that a powerful deal, that's the power to innovate. The all-new Ram 1500. Hurry into Ram Power Days for great deals on the most powerful lineup with the most horsepower of any full-size truck. During 10 days to deal, get 0% financing for 60 months plus $3,500 total bonus cash on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab with a 5.7-liter e-torque engine. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/16.
It's 6:32, and in the news at the bottom of the hour, Saudi Arabia says the drones have attacked two major oil facilities in the kingdom, sparking fires. The kingdom did not say who was behind those attacks that took place this morning. Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched similar attacks, but did not immediately claim credit for the latest assaults. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee has issued a subpoena to the acting director of National Intelligence, says the director is withholding a whistleblower complaint from Congress. Adam Schiff said in a statement Friday evening that the committee will require that Joseph McGuire testify Thursday unless he complies with a subpoena. Schiff was mysterious about the subject of the whistleblower complaint, saying the intelligence community's inspector general had determined it to be credible and a matter of urgent concern. Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman says she takes full responsibility for her role in the college admission scandal. She's been sentenced to 14 days in prison, a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year's probation. And you didn't see Marianne Williamson on the stage on Thursday night in Houston at that Democratic debate, but she will continue on. She has described the process of campaigning from the fringes as, quote, ego-destroying, admits she has considered dropping out, says her greatest frustration is that her ideas aren't being taken seriously enough. 6:34, time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WML Traffic Center.
So far, the Beltway moving at a good pace through Montgomery and Prince George's County. However, in Virginia, we still have the road work on the outer loop between Gallows Road and Springfield with paving operations there, causing some slowdowns. And on the inner loop, right lane is blocked with road work between Springfield and the Little River Turnpike until 9 o'clock this morning. In the district, be aware of some street closures due to the Fast and Fierce 5K race. And this includes Pennsylvania Avenue in both directions between 14th Street and 9th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we've got some clouds this morning, sunshine this afternoon, a high of 82. Partly cloudy tomorrow, we'll reach 84. Sunny on Monday, high temperature to 89. Cools down again on Tuesday, high to 81. Sunny Wednesday, high 79. 67 now, headed to 82. 635, Saturday morning update.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Another week of impeachment talk as Congress is back in session. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us. She writes inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Obvious that the Democrats are obsessed with impeaching Trump, but what are the polls telling us about how the American public feels on this?
Well, you know, Rick, it's almost gone beyond obsession with the Democrats into kind of an addiction. They just can't get away from this. And, you know, they can't resist the notion that somehow they're going to impeach President Trump and, return the nation to 2008 or, you know, one of those dream years for them. And certainly the media plays a really strong role in this impeachment obsession or addiction, however you want to put it, because they're kind of complicit in packaging these press narratives that would suggest somehow President Trump will be impeached and there'll be mysterious proceedings and all that kind of stuff going on. And that's kind of what the American public is hearing a great deal about. And, also impeachment talk is a good way for the Democrats and the press itself to distract from the Trump administration's very good positives like the economy and the job creation and so forth and so on. But, yes, as you mentioned, there are polls that indicate very clearly that the public does not want anything to do with impeachment. I repeat, the public does not want anything to do with impeachment. This early in the morning, I'm going to cite you a bunch of numbers, but they're significant, and this is going back all the way to May. And let's go back to May when the CNN poll found that 54% of Americans said that Trump should not be impeached. A Rasmussen report survey about a month later said that only 9% felt that the president should face impeachment. And then in August, Politico poll, that found that 52% of all voters said that Congress should not stage any impeachment proceedings. Again, that's coming from Politico. And last week, a Monmouth University poll found that 6 out of 10 voters condemned impeachment altogether, and 52% said the House Judiciary Committee inquiry was a, quote, bad idea. And among those who thought that it was a bad idea, they had a lot of top reasons, and the Monmouth poll cites feeling that Trump has done no wrong, that it would be a waste of time and money, that the inquiry would be a partisan witch hunt. Gee, where did we hear that word before? And also that Trump has actually done a good job as president and that Congress should be working on other issues besides impeachment. A lot of that is very common sense and was very reassuring for me to read anyway. Again, with the Monmouth poll, because it's pretty significant, it's an academic source. Anyway, they said it's also too late in Mr. Trump's term of office to even start the process, and that there is no point because the Senate would not vote to remove the president. And you have to look at a lot of analysis out there, but one person, actually ABC veteran correspondent Terry Moran, sort of summed up the whole thing. This was shortly after Robert Mueller gave his testimony before Congress. He said, and I quote, impeachment is over. So that's your impeachment report for this morning.
The Democrats have been highly critical of President Trump on the world stage, and he's an embarrassment, yada, yada, yada. What about Secretary of State Pompeo? How's he going over out there?
Well, I think he's doing pretty darn good out there, and I must say that he probably really annoys and also mystifies the news media because he's a long-term fixture there in the White House, and and on the global stage that you mentioned, and he just does not seem to go away. And this would probably mystify most of the journalists, but you have to remember that perhaps Mr. Pompeo's longevity has been influenced, Rick, by his kind of an unwavering sense of America's place on the planet. And I don't have any other way to say that, because he gave a very significant interview to the Daily Signal. And if you don't know the Daily Signal, you should. This is a news site that's associated with the Heritage Foundation. And they actually put out a lot of very good news. They had a nice interview with Mr. Pompeo. And they said when President Trump, this is, again, coming directly from Mr. Pompeo, he said when President Trump came into office, people were confused because President Obama had traveled much of the globe apologizing for many of the things that America had done around the world in the past few decades. Again, this is Mr. Pompeo, direct quote from him. He said, I and President Trump have a very different take. Every place we go, America is a force for good. I believe that with all my heart. We don't always get it right, not always perfect, but our efforts are noble and important, and we try to make America secure and at the same time improve the lives of the people in every country to improve their capacity for freedom and liberty in their own nation. Now, what kind of, that's classy words right there, if you ask me. And he continues, when you exert America's influence around the world in a way that is reflective of our country and its founding ideas of individual liberty and freedom, and a sense that each nation has its own sovereign right to make decisions for itself, we're going to do things that are the best for the American people. When you start to get that right, we can travel around these conflict regions and conflict issues and see that in every case, we've put America in a better place than we were, even in the course of just 2.5 short years. So that's some pretty classy talking, I have to say. So if you wonder why the press gets mystified over Mr. Pompeo, there's your reason right there. There's like, whoa, they got a serious contender here.
So when I check my iPhone and go to my little news icon and open up the news stories, it's Trump, 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 Trump. What kind of an impact is this having on other news stories?
Well, there's a lot of unexpected collateral damage here, and you're right. I mean, since the days that President Trump was campaigning, the coverage has been saturation coverage from the very get-go. 90% of it was negative. We know that, according to a series of studies, but that was conducted that were conducted by the Media Research Center. But again, there are some unexpected collateral damage. Uh-oh, whoops. The Democratic presidential hopefuls are paying a big price for this kind of obsession, Rick. The network fixation on Trump is leaving comparatively little airtime for all of his would-be challengers. This is coming from the Media Research Center itself for an analysis that was just released at the beginning of the week. Here's what they had to say. From June 1 through August 31st of this year, their analysts found that the networks, those are the big three, ABC, CBS, and NBC, devoted 838 minutes of airtime. That's 14 hours to the coverage of President Trump personally. And, of course, the vast majority of this was negative. This is coming from Rich Noyes. He led this significant study. And they said that the airtime devoted to Trump was 11 times greater than that spent on Joe Biden. He only got 74 minutes of coverage during that time, and vastly more than the networks gave to Kamala Harris. She got 30 minutes. Pete Buttigieg got 15 minutes. And Elizabeth Warren only got 14 minutes. And they said that overall, the 21 Democratic candidates, including some of those who have, you know, left the stage, they shared 187 minutes total of airtime this summer compared to 14 hours for President Trump. So you got to wonder about all that. And Mr. Noyes points out that this coverage was certainly not meant to help Trump, but it's backfired because it's helping him because there's no room left for the Democratic contenders. So there you go, a kind of a an odd situation, but sort of a funny one as well.
You know, one of the most respected polling organizations is the Pew Research Center, and they often have very interesting polls, sometimes not what you'd expect, not the current news, etc. And you wrote about a very, very important one this week.
Yeah, I thought it was too, Rick. And this was a very comprehensive series of polls and questions, very significant questions, asked to combat vets, combat U.S. military vets. How about that? I'm just going to give you a couple of the numbers this morning. A lot of them dwelt on, you know, the actual experience, the boots on the ground experience of these very honorable folks. And here's what they said. 69% of U.S. military combat veterans say the experiences made them feel closer to those who fought alongside of them. 67% say their experience showed that they were stronger than they thought they were. And 56% say their combat experience changed their priorities about what was important. And 44% say the combat experience and their deployments had an actual positive impact on their financial situation. And another 40% say their experiences strengthened their religious faith. Again, this is coming from the Pew Research Center. And I did speak with one combat vet about that, and he said, well, you know, that's not rocket science. We all kind of feel that way, and that sort of made me feel good about the poll itself. Again, this is the Pew Research Center. It's a survey of 1,284 U.S. military vets, and that was conducted back in June and released on Tuesday.
If you've ever driven down Arizona Avenue between Nebraska and MacArthur in D.C., there's a log cabin down at the bottom of the hill. It's kind of neat being in the middle of Washington, D.C., but that's not the biggest one in the United States now, is it?
Well, gee, no, and the biggest one in the United States is currently up for sale, and I love looking at, you know, weekend real estate, you know, just from an armchair point of view, of course. But this is a real far cry from any of the homesteads of Abe Lincoln's day, and up for sale is Timber Creek Lodge, and it is described as the largest custom log house in the South, most certainly, and possibly the nation. This was built in 2007 on 1,246 acres of land on Juniper Creek in Okaloosa County, Florida. And this log cabin is 25,000 square feet. It has 8 bedrooms, 10 baths, a 2,000 square foot living room with 40 foot ceilings and a custom elk antler chandelier. I took a look at the picture, and it really is pretty amazing. It's got a custom carved entry door, lots of gathering rooms. The furniture is actually included here. It's got extravagant woodwork, stone features. It has a stone-lined wine cellar, balcony, media rooms, a 22-car garage. Yikes, think about that. There are 3 stock fishing ponds, lots more, and it's priced at a relatively cheap compared to D.C. and New York, $9.5 million. If you're curious about that, this property, lots and lots of pretty cool pictures. This, you can find it at johnkohler.com. That's spelled J-O-N, as John Voight would spell his name, John Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R.com. And Timber Creek Lodge is featured right there on their landing page. So take a peek if you get bored today. It's pretty interesting.
Jennifer Harper at the Washington Times Inside the Beltway. As always, thank you. You can follow Jennifer on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rick. You too.
6:48 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Coming up, we'll be talking with KT McFarland, Cheryl Atkinson, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, John Gizzi will join us. But coming up next, interesting story here. Ken Burns has a brand new documentary. It is called Country Music. It's a $30 million budget series. It debuts on PBS tomorrow night. Marty Stewart was right there with Ken Burns throughout the entire process. And we're going to talk with Marty and find out what's coming up next from Ken Burns. And that is next. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WML Traffic Center.
Traveling the Beltway, Virginia outer loop between Gallows Road and Springfield, they're still doing some road widening and paving work going on, so do expect some delays through that area. On the inner loop, also some road work between Springfield and the Little River Turnpike. And on 395 southbound between Washington Boulevard and Duke Street, there's still some road work going on there, and that is along the left side of the roadway, so do watch for delays there as well. In the district, some street closures to be aware of because of the Fast and Fierce 5K. Pennsylvania Avenue is closed between 14th Street and 9th Street. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking partly cloudy today, a high of 82, clouds tomorrow to 84, sunny Monday up to 89, cloudy on Tuesday up to 81, sunshine back Wednesday, high 79. 67 right now, we're going up to 82, 649 Saturday morning update. It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you with us, and it is always great to be joined by Marty Stewart, Grammy Award-winning recording artist, songwriter, historian, philanthropist, and a new project with Ken Burns we're going to talk about this morning. And, Marty, we always love having you on.
Thank you, Rick, for letting me come back on your show. I think I'm just going to get a room up there. I like coming and going from Washington a lot.
You're in the neighborhood tomorrow night at the Maudlin Center for the Arts, a very intimate performing arts hall at the University of Richmond, 7:30 show on Sunday night. And also tomorrow night, the premiere of Ken Burns' latest documentary. It is simply called, two words, Country Music. 16-hour documentary premieres this Sunday evening on PBS. And you have had a key role in the development and the production of Ken Burns' documentary. Billboard magazine says that the new documentary will, quote, redefine what people think of as country music. And for somebody listening this morning who has had limited exposure to country music, how do you see the documentary providing a new perspective?
Well, first of all, I think you can go to the overview of Ken Burns' work. I mean, let's look for a second from the Civil War to baseball to jazz to the our national parks, the Roosevelt's, Prohibition, all the Vietnam War, all those subjects that Ken takes on. I think part of one thing that all those subjects have in common is he has a way of shining the light and illuminating all those stories. And as American people, we always go, oh, I didn't know that, but how about that? And so I think country music is the same. And the thing I love about this series is everybody wins. The traditional country fan that probably never thought they'd hear or see this kind of thing ever again, well, they're rewarded with this. And what you just said, speak to your point, people that have only given country music a casual observance or kind of, you know, tie it to the cliches that we're known for, here's a chance, if you really have a mind to take a look and go deep into the culture of country music and see how vast and rich and beautiful and vibrant it is and what a great part of the American story is. And I think you'll come out understanding that it absolutely deserves a spot and a rightful spot alongside of jazz and ballet and classical music or whatever in the pantheon of the arts out there. The other part is I love the fact that for a lot of kids playing country music today that have record deals that got signed, that probably think country music started with my era or Garth Brooks or somebody like that. Here's a chance to go all the way to the bottom and in an entertaining way educate yourself as to what you're a part of. So, again, with Ken's films, everybody wins, and I love that. I really do.
You know, you mentioned that country music does go back prior to Garth Brooks. There is an iconic trumpet player who played on a session in 1930 with one of the great country artists, and that's in the documentary.
The father of country music was Jimmy Rogers, America's Blue Yodeler. And on that session you're talking about, Jimmy Rogers, he was a forward-thinking Mississippi blues man that sang, you know, gave us the subject matter upon which to build country music. But he called upon Louis Armstrong to come and play on his recording of the song was called Down on the Corner. And one of my favorite moments this year personally is we went to jazz at Lincoln Center for three nights with Ken Burns and Wynton Marsalis and his team. And Wynton Marsalis got to play Louis Armstrong's part, and I got to sing Jimmy Rogers' part. And we recreated Down on the Corner in Manhattan earlier this year, and that was a big moment.
Now, it's 16 and a half hours, eight nights. What are some of your favorite or most striking highlights in the documentary?
Well, I like the fact that somebody finally embraced Jimmy Rogers, the father of country music, again. I've been championing a documentary on Jimmy Rogers for a long time, and nobody's ever quite taken the run on that. But we now have a great documentary on Jimmy Rogers. Ken and Dayton Duncan, they embraced the subject of the black influence on the early days of country music. You know, and Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, he was influenced by a black gentleman named Arnold Schultz. Hank Williams was influenced greatly by an Alabama street singer named T-Tot. So that was that, and the women's role in country music sometimes get diminished, but they embraced that and the power of that. So those were some of my personal highlights.
The $64,000 question is, how do you define country music? One of the great songwriters, Harlan Howard, put it in one sentence, and I would like to hear if you have a definition, if it is at all possible.
The quote you're talking about, and that's a hard one to beat. Harlan said, you know, country music is three chords and the truth. And my wife, Connie Smith, says calls country music the cry of the heart. And Hank Williams had a great quote. He said, I can describe it in one word. It's called sincerity. And truthfully, country music, in my opinion, is at its best. It's about the stories. It's about the stories of life. And when country music tells stories of us as people, American people, good, bad, and indifferent, I really think we're doing our job.
You toured this summer with the Steve Miller Band and had a full house at Wolf Trap. Well, you're going to be performing tomorrow night in Richmond, and tell us a little bit about the show and the band, because your band, the Fabulous Superlatives, are known as probably among the top three, if not the best band in country music.
Well, I agree. Harry Stinson, Kenny Vaughn, Chris Scruggs, Superlatives, it's just a band of a lifetime, and we've been touring a lot this summer, and last night we started our Artist in Residence series at the Country Music Hall of Fame, and it was a big night last night, so we're kind of glowing this morning. So, you know, there's nothing that takes the place of just getting out there playing, and experiencing all this. And so Superlatives are probably at their zenith right now.
Now, your show is a kind of a little bit of everything in terms of country music in that show. And you mentioned Jimmy Rogers, and then you get into some surf-type music and rockabilly. I mean, it's a variety on that show.
Yeah. Well, those are my favorite kind of shows to go see personally. I love bands that take you on a journey or singers that take you on a journey. So kind of a good magic carpet ride with the Superlatives every night.
You founded the Marty Stewart Congress of Country Music in Philadelphia, Mississippi, and your goal is to celebrate the cultural heritage of country music through live musical performances, educational programming. You'll be opening a museum. And you were profiled recently on CBS Sunday Morning, and the way they put it, one rhinestone suit at a time, Stewart has built one of the largest private collections of country music memorabilia in the world, 20,000 pieces in all, a trove of hillbilly treasures. And you will be putting that on display in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
That's right. We're working on it. The board's received it. Properties are purchased right now. The collection's in town, curated by Smithsonian standards. And we basically have a block, a city block of buildings anchored by the old movie theater in our town. And so that theater is being renovated right now, phase one. The administration building is almost completed. So, you know, the truth of it is just it's down to fundraising, just raising more funds to build the rest of it now. So I figure it's a life sentence, but in the short term, I hope in about 4 or 5 years to have it open. But it's a work in progress, and it's moving every day.
And you mentioned the Ellis Theater, and for people in Washington, it's an Art Deco gem, and it is very similar in look and feel to the Uptown Theater or the Avalon Theater. It's a classic Deco theaters on Connecticut Avenue in D.C. It is Marty Stewart's Congress of Country Music. You can find out a lot more about it and make a donation at martystewart.net. Marty, have a great time at the University of Richmond tomorrow night, and thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
Oh, thanks as always for talking to me, Rick. Thank you so much.
It's that artist Boston special. Bring in my baby.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
Maybe your kids are about to graduate from college or even get their graduate degree. Or you're looking forward to retirement, finally. Don't go another day without getting your legal house in order. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Let me show you how to get a basic estate plan in place that will protect you and your loved ones in the years ahead with our trademarked Reservoir Trust. All I ask is 2 hours of your time. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
News next with Heather Curtis. Then we're back with John Gizzi, K.T. McFarland, Cheryl Atkinson, and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.